Thank you. under the old living one. From many backgrounds, from many nations, we come to thee and bow our hearts before thee to worship thee and adore thee. Hallelujah to his name. Thy praise we cannot hold back. Hallelujah to his name. Jesus Christ, the risen one. Hallelujah.
Cries out, glory to our King. We resound with thunders of praise. You are our Father. We worship and adore you. We praise your name. We magnify you, Lord. Glory, glory. Exalt your name, exalt your name, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with your glory. We bless you, Lord.
151. Glory is to the Lord. Seated. I'd like us to bless Jeff this morning first before we do anything else. Okay.
God has given each one of us a guardian angel, and today there's a room full of angels that are just ecstatically, joyfully rejoicing because each one of us has taken a giant leap forward this morning towards the Lord.
Lord's been putting on my heart just a burden and just a greater awareness of Jeff. Hope I don't embarrass you this morning. Many, many years ago when God captured Jeff's heart, and it's been a few years, and Jeff responded as Jeff responds to things. He grabs on with all his might. something began in his heart, and with a growing awareness, revelation that has never diminished but only grown stronger through the years. There's an anointing and an authority that's grown over time. And Jeff many times has been in places where, I liken it to Daniel, how Daniel was in a strange country with strange customs when he's in Babylon, and yet his experience there didn't touch him in a negative way. Daniel shined like a bright light wherever he was. I'm thinking back over the years at different times when many of us had the church as our support and we had services to go to. Jeff, because of the work he did, would be in different parts of the world. He didn't have that same support system in the natural. He had it in the spirit. But there's been something in his heart from the beginning where he was not going to be tainted by the world around him. He was not going to be pressured to conform to anything other than God's will in his life. And there was a strength that grew from those times of being in places that might be, you'd say it was hostile, but strange and different. Yet his focus was always on what God was doing and letting that light shine through. And this morning, I want us just to recognize the anointing and ministry that's here to bless us. It's been here and will continue, hopefully, to be here for a long time. What was quickened to me was about Joshua. You remember the story, the Israelites, they left Egypt, and of course their focus never got off their circumstances. They lost their awareness how much God was with them in the wilderness. They lost the awareness of the promise of a new land that God was giving them. But there were a couple individuals that the word describes had a different spirit, an excellent spirit, Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua was a man of vision, that even though he went through the same circumstances all the other Israelites went through, he had a vision of what God had promised. And he was one that always stayed close to the presence of the Lord. Wherever you found Moses, wherever you found God's glory, Joshua was as close as he could get to it. There was something in his heart that went beyond just being with all the people and whatever God was doing, trying to follow what he was saying. He had to be exposed to the very presence of God himself, as close as he could get. Now, as I was worshiping this morning, I felt this is very much what I experienced with Jeff, that same quality, that deep hunger and desire to be in the presence of the Lord. He's a man of vision. Although he lives in the same world that we all live in, God has made his kingdom real to him, and he always has that vision of the age that is coming forth, the age in which Jesus Christ is Lord, the kingdom of God prevails on the earth. I know we all feel this faith coming through Jeff as he ministers. Like with Joshua, Joshua was not a great leader because of natural abilities. He was able to lead the people of God because he had experienced the presence of the Lord, and God had called him to that. And I feel that with Jeff, he has natural talents in leadership, but that's not what makes him a leader in the spiritual. He leads in the spiritual realm because of what God has worked in his heart and the anointing and the authority that God has placed there and that deep desire that he has to be in the presence of the Lord. We're very blessed to have him here with us, and the ministry that Jeff has never been and never will be limited by one place or just one fellowship. It's a desire that God has put in his heart for all of God's people to be ushered in to the realm where God